This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. American Apparel's founder and former CEO Dov Charney is not going without a fight. He was fired last week, but he's filed a formal notice with the Securities and Exchange Commission saying he's in talks with supportive shareholders in an effort to get his job back. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, welcome.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Well, and let's remind people of what exactly got Dov Charney fired in the first place.
Oh, it wasn't just one thing, but all of them related to issues of sexual harassment and alleged abusive behavior. Now, he disagrees vehemently with the company's decision to fire him from his roles both as president and chief executive. And he's fighting this because, you know, he says that these charges of that he's his overt sexuality in the office, that he frankly discusses his own sex life, sometimes wandering around the factory in underpants and staging provocative photo shoots in the basement of his mansion. That's not relevant to his role. Even though these have precipitated lawsuits by former employees, we reported last week that in a recent securities filing, the company listed five arbitration cases against Mr. Charney and certain directors that allege sexual harassment, assault and battery, impersonation through the internet, defamation, other related claims. And the company has already settled two of these cases, one with no monetary liability on the retailer's part. But, you know, there's a bit of a list here.
And what is he trying to do then to counter that, to regain control?
Well, he's seeking arbitration, and he's trying to clear his name and keep both of those titles. He said in his filing that Mr. Charney believes that such termination is without merit and intends to contest it vigorously. He also says that he's going to engage the board and management in discussions. And also in a regulatory filing on Monday, he said he's in talks with supportive shareholders about the possibility of making changes to the board and to management.
Is there any chance that could work?
Well, we're reporting that the directors of the board so far have shown no indication that they're willing to meet with Mr. Charney, and they declined a written request for a meeting as late as Monday that was sent in a letter.
Now, if it were just these allegations of sexual harassment and other things that were the problem, that would be one thing. But the company is also having a difficult time with sales, right?
Right. You know, it's sort of the same thing, you know, with big fat CEO pay packages. They're usually not a problem for investors as long as the company is performing
right. Well.
And right now, that is not the case. American Apparel stock has lost over half its value over the prior 12 months. That said, the company reports that they plan to be on target this year.
Well, and what's the reason for that big stock drop?
Well, a variety of reasons that they're pointing to. Part of it's just sort of the competition. And, you know, the board is saying that these reputation issues are a real problem, that that's starting to hurt the bottom line. Again, Mr. Charney disputes that notion.
And I kind of wonder whether, you know, somebody is making a decision not to buy seersucker shorts at an American Apparel because of what Charney's up to. But maybe they are.
Well, that's exactly right. Although this is a company that really built its reputation on being American-made and sort of appealing to notions that this is a, you know, a company that has these values that you are subscribing to when you purchase their clothing. And as a result, that's why the board members say this just isn't going to work anymore for us.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal talking with us about the fight that American Apparel CEO Dov Charney is putting up to try to get his job back. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.